Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1, we'll start. This is such an awesome reality scripture. Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun. Now you know that the 12 constellations is a representation of the story of Jesus. Amen. 12 meaning government. It goes from the birth of Christ to him becoming king. And a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head a garland of 12 tribes or 12 stars. Then being with child, who was Jesus, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, which were his or angels, and threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. And that's why abortion is so demonic. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. That was the resurrection of Christ. Amen. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, which is the body of Christ, where she had a place prepared by God, and that they should feed her there for 1,260 days, which was 3.5 years. And it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer, or in that eternal reality anymore. They were removed. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in that place. So the dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called what? The devil and Satan. Oh, he's got lots of names. Who deceives the whole world. He's still deceiving the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So a third of the angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. Salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in the earth, in them. Woe, though, without eternity, W-O-E, to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has what? A short time. A very short time. Salvation, strength, and the kingdom in God's Christ has come to the world. What did he come for? Arming humanity. Everyone say to arm humanity. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child, a son was given, and the government will what? Be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. So you know he ain't talking about a man. Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, so it's going to be an eternal one. Upon the throne of David over his kingdom, which we know that David was a king of Israel, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will what? Perform this. He's going to perform this. This was a prophetic fulfillment over 20-something hundred years ago. John 1:6. Arming humanity. Boy, if everyone was armed, there'd be a lot, big changes going on. But I think God is still trying to arm, but he's got to first awaken them before he can arm them. In verse 6, there was a what? A man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for witness, to bear witness of the light that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That when the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, the true light, and the world was made through him, and the world did not receive him or did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, and to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Wow. Received the Son, granted them access to the power and truth and life in Christ. Presence, power, and truth, which is called the anointing, which is in Christ. Amen. So those who received him were able to receive this power, this presence, and this truth. Why? Because God was trying to arm humanity. But not everyone was willing to receive, were they? You can't be armed unless you're awakened. In 1 John chapter 3, we'll start at verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because they do not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. That's awesome. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has not seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you, for he who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. This is the purpose why God came. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil and arm his people. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he has been born of God. Remember, destroying the works of evil by arming those that receive Jesus as the Christ. And what is the Christ? It's the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, which is called the anointing. Amen? So in this, God came to arm his people and to bring reality of the eternal reality that awaits them. So there was more than just life. He was greater than life. There's more. There's so much more. We weren't just sent here to hang out here and survive. We're here to multiply and become fruitful so that God's offspring could be awakened, born again of the Spirit, and armed. We are soldiers from the eternal realm, not from the temporary realm. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Speak it therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, party, drinking, and so forth, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these things, they think it's strange that you don't do those same things anymore, but that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They call you strange and weird. We're normal now. There's an eternal normal, and there's an abnormal. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of a manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak of the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you and test you and train you, as though some strange thing happened to you, and you're not the only one. But rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those things who do not obey the gospel of God? Now if a righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him, and doing good as a faithful creator. Arm yourselves with the mind of Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery and wiles of the devil. I'm telling you, so many, there's still many people who call themselves believers that do not believe in getting dressed with the full armor of God. When he tells us we should. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, because it's spiritual warfare. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand, so you don't get moved out. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, which represents tongues, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And as for me, he said that utterance may be given to the body of Christ and to each and every believer, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, as we are ambassadors of Christ, And as we speak, let us speak boldly so the world may see, hear, and receive. Why? Because we're to arm the world. Amen? Where our purpose is to arm humanity. Jesus came and armed me and you, and now Jesus wants to have access to everyone else. But again, they must be wakened and born again of the Spirit so that they become armed. Too many believers are walking around, so-called believers are walking around unarmed. They're not armed. Oh, I'm a believer, but they're not armed. Why? Because if they were armed, they'd be dangerous. Amen? They'd be dangerous to the enemy, not to humanity. But there are many who are dangerous to humanity, but not to the enemy. You know, people, some of them believe that going to church makes them a believer. The Bible tells us not to forsake assembling, amen? Why? So we can be refreshed and renewed. But people go to church just to go to church, but they really never enter in. They never cross over. Psalm 18, verse 31. For who is God except for the Lord? Who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my feet, makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were what? Destroyed. They didn't quit. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed them who hated me. They cried out, but there was none there to save them. Even the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind and cast them out like dirt into the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the peoples, and you have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me, and the foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues a people under me. Oh, hallelujah. He delivers us from our enemies and also lifts us above those who rise up against us. You have delivered us, Lord, from violent men and women. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his kings and leaders and those who call on his name. His mercy, he shows mercy to his anointed ones. Are you his anointed one? Amen. And David is descendants forever and ever. Praise be to God. Spiritual warriors from an eternal reality fighting in a temporary deceptive reality. We are armed by an eternal king. We are armed by the eternal king. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of what? Evildoers. Yeah, don't freak out, man. Why does God bless them and not me? He's not blessing them. Does everybody understand that? They bless themselves. And how do they bless themselves? By hurting others. Does everybody understand that? Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Is that happening? Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and as your justice as a noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be what? Cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We know all of these things are about to happen. Trust, rest, and wait. Feed on the eternal truth. Maintain the anointing in your life. Maintain being armed no matter what. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law or my word, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life, and peace they will what? Add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who what? Finds wisdom. God arms us with wisdom. And the man who gains understanding arms us with understanding. For her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding establishing the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and the clouds dropped down to powerful. So wisdom, understanding, discernment, those are parts of our armor. Does everybody get it? I mean, I can't. How can I make this simple without offensive? There's so many stupid believers. I don't know if that's offensive or not. They don't get armed. They're still relying on the wisdom of the world and understanding the world. Everything they lean on is more worldly than they do eternally. And that's why I really believe that there's such a shaking and a quaking going on right now. And what does God say? Come out from among them. Come out from among the world. Come out from under all that deception and delusion. Shake yourself from the world. Shake the dust off from the world. Be armed with the eternal wisdom and discernment and understanding. Proverbs 4, while we're here, starting at verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Say that with me. Wisdom is the principal thing. And what does wisdom do? Tells you what to do. And what's understanding do? Tells you how to do it. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. So listen, this is where to be armed with wisdom. We're to be armed with understanding. How do we get these things? We get them through the Spirit of the Lord, through His Word, through prayer, through relationship, and through His presence. We get this from above, not from beneath. You will dismantle all the things of the earthly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You won't move quickly on those. You'll wait on the one from above. Because your natural mind has the wisdom and discernment of all the things you've experienced in the world. But God has more experiences. He's got other things for me and you. You know what? As we continue to live from the future to the present, that wisdom and understanding and discernment will begin to expand more and more and more. You'll be able to see things through. You won't make haste decisions of carnality. You'll make decisions that affect eternity. That's why God is arming His people. Amen? Armed us with wisdom and understanding and discernment from above, not from this reality. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So we want counsel from God. Amen? Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the flesh. How many of y'all want counsel from your own flesh? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does will what? Prosper. See, you've got to allow things to... When he talks about prospering, you know, when you plant a seed in soil and the plant begins to grow, it's called prospering. It begins to grow. It doesn't happen overnight, even no matter how much you watch it. Amen? You can sit there and wait, wait, and wait. But it has a process of prosperity, of prospering. So God brings us through the process so we can prosper. He gets us armed. He gets us prepared. He gives us the wisdom. He gives us things of revelation and dreams. He gives us hopes for the future, not from the past. He begins to cut us loose from all things of the old and bringing everything into the new. We no longer live from the past to the present. We live from the future to the present. We can't allow the present to dictate things. We must allow the future to dictate. Why? Because if you allow the future to dictate, you're filling your destiny. It's when you stop allowing your future to dictate that you're not fulfilling your destiny anymore. Amen? You're surviving. You're surviving, and we don't want to live in a survival mode. We want to live in a surrender mode. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? They shall perish. Romans 12, start at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or responsibility. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts, refreshing of your thoughts, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a what? Measure of faith. How many of y'all know God arms you with faith? Yeah. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we being many are a one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, let us use them. And if prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to your faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who sows mercy with cheerfulness. Yes, hallelujah. Blessed to be armed with the counsel of God and also the measure of faith that has been given to us is a gift. It's a gift of faith. Now, there are gifts of faith as we begin to prosper more and more. But faith is another thing that grows. It's another thing that prospers. Amen? So the more you are consistent, the more you're connected, the more you'll find yourself. See, when something becomes a part of life, the new life, it's different. That's why we put things into practice till you're not practicing it anymore. Now it's a part of the new life. Faith should always be, doesn't need to be, shouldn't be practiced. Let me practice my faith. I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with practicing faith. But we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? We have a measure of faith. God has given us that. He's armed us with faith. And it's also known as a shield, isn't it? From fiery darts. So we need to keep that faith and maintain a level of faith so that we can overcome, not be anxious. If you're not walking in the Spirit, you're not walking in faith either. Then you're anxious for everything. And you'll have a place of confusion and frustration. Because that's what the world offers. People run around with their heads cut off. Because they're in confusion, they're in frustration, they're not certain. And look at, as things begin to expand more and more and more, where things are going to be kind of like crazy. They're going to be running around wanting to know what's what, how, where, what. And you and I must be in position to be able to release what the truth is. We've got to be in position. But you know what? You can't get in position if you're not armed. You got to stay armed to overcome. Amen? Look, I'm going to close here because here's the powerful scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not what? Burdensome. Why? Because there should be a part of you now. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Our what? Faith. See, faith is also a weapon. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Wow. Faith. Arming humanity. That's why he came, to arm humanity. Amen. You know, salvation, of course, we know about the salvation and so forth. We read that in Revelation 12. He came to bring salvation and rescue people. But he also came to arm them so they could constantly overcome. That's what discipleship is. Arming humanity, arming individuals that come into the kingdom. Without discipleship, that's why Jesus commanded everybody to be discipled. Those who become believers, but they don't get discipled. And it takes them a longer period of time to get into that place where God has predestined them for a position. We must be constant. Amen? Constant. That's why he gave us the formula, deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. The only thing we need to look at ourselves for is to get armed. Get dressed, get possessed with the kingdom. Presence, glory, and love of God. Stay in the place of anointing. Deny the old man. Pick up the cross and kick some butt. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for coming to arm us. We thank you for sending Jesus, that we would know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Thank you for the blood sacrifice. Thank us. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We are so in awe of who you are, what you've done, and know that you're getting ready to do greater, mighty things. And for that, we trust you, we rest in you, and we wait on you to guide us and take us. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.